History of Persia is a Hopful Media podcast production.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You are listening to the History of Persia podcast. And as we've been hearing from Trevor, the history of the Persian Empire is a story of Persian domination of much of the Middle East and Central Asia. But this was not the first time these lands were conquered, and it would certainly not be the last. I don't want to give too much away, but in the year 329 BCE, the important Persian city of Samarkand in modern-day Uzbekistan was conquered by some guy by the name of Alexander. But what's interesting about this city is that about 1700 years later, this same city, Samarkand, would be the glowing capital of an empire forged by a man known as Timur, or Tamerlane, or simply Timur. And Timur has gone down in history as a fantastic tactician, a man who supposedly never lost a battle, a great patron of the arts, and one of the most brutal conquerors of all time. From about 1365 until 1405 CE, Timur was almost constantly at war, building for himself an empire that stretched from modern-day Turkey to India, from Syria to the Russian steppe, and I want to know how and why this happened. If that sounds interesting to you and you want the story of Timur told by a guy who talks too fast and has loud neighbors, then check out my show, The Timur Podcast. Find out more about it at timurpodcast.com or listen to it in most places where you find podcasts. And with that said, take it away, Trevor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the History of Persia, bonus episode 32, again. I apologize for any numbering confusion. I made 3 different mistakes in 3 different places and got confused on which bonus I had reached. This is Cambyses, Gone But Not Forgotten. King Cambyses II, son of Cyrus the Great, first man to inherit the Persian Empire, conqueror of Egypt, Cyprus, and even other lands, and last but not least, insane historical supervillain. Cambyses gets a bit of a bad reputation. And that brings me to today's topic, the Cambyses Romance. Written by an anonymous author in Coptic, the later form of the Egyptian language still used in Orthodox Christian churches today, this is a weird story. It was lost to history for centuries, only partially preserved on a few leaves of papyrus buried somewhere in the Western Sahara. We don't even know where or who found them. Eventually, the surviving copy made its way to the Pergamon Museum in Berlin, and historians have debated almost everything about the text ever since. Some argue that it was written in the 9th century CE as a response to the Muslim jizya tax. Others push further back to the 7th or 8th century, a response to the Arab invasion. The largest camp of scholars say it was earlier, in the 7th century, responding to the Sassanid Persian invasion. And still others say it was earlier than that. The 5th century CE, maybe, or the 4th, or even a small class of academics who argue that it was written down in the 2nd century BCE, responding to a Seleucid invasion of Ptolemaic Egypt, originally composed in Demotic Egyptian and translated to Coptic later. You might have guessed, but the text itself doesn't leave many hints. Section 5 begins with the first really intact passages, and it does demonstrate some familiarity with earlier Egyptian polytheism, which is a big point in favor of an earlier date. The Egyptians write a threatening response back to Cambyses. It starts with them hyping up their own defenses and moves on to threats by calling Cambyses Sanuth, apparently a loanword from Aramaic or its later form called Syriac, which means coward. They declare that they do not fear Cambyses because the might of Pharaoh, the honor of Egypt and Lord Apis, the honor of the crown, the strength of the warriors and their battle order will defend Egypt so long as Apis is in Memphis and Amon is in Daphni. Their kings are in good order, and the water of the Nile still flows.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.